home from the hospital on Friday.
我媽媽星期五出院。
So they're both at home, and we pray for your prayers. Ask for your prayers for their full recovery.
現在都回到家，希望大家為他們禱告。
Not long ago, I was invited to speak at another Chinese church.
冇幾耐之前，我被邀請到另一間華人教會去說話。
This church had encountered some problems.
呢間教會遇到一啲嘅問題。
I'll not share all the details.
我細節就唔再講啦。
But it had to do with an employment decision regarding one of their pastors.
但是問題是關於他們其中一個牧師的受聘。
And so they had heard that our church has a reputation for unity.
他聽到我們教會有一個好名聲是關於合一。
And so they asked me to conduct some workshops for their leaders on a Saturday afternoon.
他就邀請我去到他們的教會，在一個星期六的下午舉行一些的工作坊。
They wanted me to talk about unity and reconciliation.
他想我講到的是關於合一和和好。
They also invited me to preach on Sunday morning.
他們也邀請我在主日講道。
And I remember the person driving was driving me to the church.
還記得那天是有人開車送我去他們的教會。
And as we came up to the church parking lot, I saw a police car.
但我到教會的停車場的時候，發現有一部警車。
Now this church, obviously not like our church, had a big parking lot.
他們教會不像我們，他們有一個很大的停車場。
And so I thought, oh, wow, they must have a lot of cars coming in. They even need the police to control the traffic.
我就覺得，哇，他們會眾一定很多了，要邀請這個警察來指揮交通。
But I was told that was not the reason why they had a police car there.
但之後有人就告訴我，這個不是警察來的原因。
They were actually afraid that some of the members who were unhappy would cause a disruption in the church.
其實他們是怕當中有不滿的會眾在那裡搞事。
Now that's perhaps the worst case of fighting within a Chinese church that I have heard.
可能就是我曾經聽過的在教會紛爭裡面最嚴重的一個例子。
And I reflected how sad that is.
反映出當中呢件事係幾咁嘅可悲。
Here are these people who say they love the Lord.
一班係話佢哋係愛主嘅人。
They say they love each other.
佢話佢哋係互相愛護。
They've been taught to forgive one another.
佢哋亦都曾經受教導話要寬恕別人。
And yet they needed to call the police to keep the peace.
但係佢哋係要出動到警察而去維持平安。
Now, this is certainly not the first case of conflict within a church.
这个当然不是教会有纷争的第一个的例子。
And certainly you're not going to be the last.
也都不会是最后一个的例子。
In fact, there will always be conflicts and problems within churches.
教会里面永远都会有问题。
Because wherever there is a church, there are people.
因为有教会就会有人。
And where there are people, there are going to be problems.
有人就会有问题。
And there's no perfect church, no perfect pastor, no perfect board.
没有一个完美的教会，完美的牧师，完美的执事会。
There are even problems in the first century church.
就算第一世纪的教会都有问题。
Now a lot of times people say, oh, we want to be like a church in the book of Acts.
很多时候有些人都听到有人说，我们要学习在使徒行传里面所记录第一世纪的教会。
Now the church in the book of Acts certainly did a lot of wonderful things.
使徒行传所记录的这个教会当然做了很多的好事。
They literally changed the world.
他们是改变世界。
But they had problems as well.
但是他们都有问题。
Because they had people.
因为他们有人。
And so we want to look at a story here that talks about a conflict within that first century church.
我们今天所看到的就是他们初期教会的问题。
And God, the Holy Spirit guided Luke, the writer, to record this in the book of Acts.
圣灵就引导路加在路加福音有以下的记载。
And if you look at it on the surface, you would say, well, this is just a story about distribution of food.
在表面上只是供給食物這個問題上。
But obviously, God guided Luke to include this because there are some lessons for churches like us to learn from.
但很明顯，神引導路加去記載這件事件，是因為當中有我們可以學習的功課。
And so this story is recorded in Acts chapter 6, which was just read.
这个事情发生就在路加，就在使徒行传第六章，刚才已经有人读出。
And we can break up this, this study into four parts.
我们将今天这个的学习分为四部分。
First, we want to look at the problem.
首先我们看问题所在。
And this is recorded in verse 1.
就在第一节。
Maybe read verse 1.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
The church at this time was centered in the Jerusalem.
那阵时的教会的中心就在耶路撒冷。
And it was a growing church.
那阵个教会在发展当中。
And we see that even growing churches can encounter problems.
但一间发展中的教会亦都会有问题。
Our church was started with 18 people in 1961.
我们教会在1961年由18位弟兄姊妹所创立。
There was one language used and one service, worship service.
那阵时是用一种语言，一个崇拜。
When I came to the church had grown to about 150 people.
当我加入教会的时候，教会有150人。
And I remember thinking to myself, oh, we'd be great if our church got bigger.
我当时同自己讲话，如果教会是增加的话，就会更加好了。
Because if our church got bigger, we wouldn't have any more problems.
因为教会越大，问题呢就会自动消失。
Because that means we'll have more workers.
因为有更多的同工侍奉。
We'll have more money.
更多的钱。
We'll have more facilities.
更多可用的这些资源。
But over the years, I've seen that as we've grown and gotten more people,
但时间逐渐过去，我就发觉原来越成长越多问题。
We also got more problems and bigger problems.
问题越多，问题越大。
Now we have over 1,000 people in our church.
现在我们有超过1,000的会友。
We have 3 different languages.
三种语言。
We have 7 worship services.
七堂崇拜。
And things are very complex.
事情是非常之复杂。
There are lots of challenges.
有很多的挑战。
So in the book of Acts, in the beginning, the church was small.
在使徒行传记载的教会初期是很小。
And the apostles could kind of take care of everything.
使徒就要负责所有的事情。
But perhaps at this time, there's perhaps 20,000 people in the church in Jerusalem.
那时可能有20,000的会众在耶路撒冷的教会。
Now in this church, perhaps all the people were Jewish.
当时大部分的信徒可能就是犹太人。
However, there were two types of Jewish people.
但那时有两种的犹太人。
It mentions this in verse 1.
第一节提到。
There are those who were called the Hebrews.
有些是在经文记载的希伯来人。
They were Jewish people who spoke the Hebrew language.
这班的希伯来人，他们讲希伯来话。
They were people that were born and raised in Israel.
他们是在以色列土生土长。
They knew all the customs.
他们明白当中的习俗。
And they brought their culture into the church.
他们将他们的文化带入教会。
But then there was a second group of Jewish people.
但有另一班的犹太人。
These people were called the Hellenists.
经文说他们是说希腊话的犹太人。
That is, they were people who primarily spoke the Greek language.
就是说他们主要是讲希腊话。
They were Jewish people, but they were perhaps born or raised outside of Israel.
他们是犹太裔，但是在以色列以外出生。
They could have been born in Asia Minor or Italy or some other part of the Roman Empire.
佢可能喺小亞細亞、喺意大利或者喺羅馬帝國其他地方出生。
And when these people came to Christ, they brought the Greek culture into the church.
但當佢哋信主嘅時候，佢哋將希臘嘅文化帶進教會。
So with these two different groups within the church, it could be a big problem.
教会有两个不同的文化，当中就有问题出现。
And so there became a dispute in terms of the distribution of food.
当中在饮食的分配就出现了这个纠纷。
Apparently, they were, the church was providing food for the widows.
那时教会是向这些寡妇提供食物。
The widows were poor because there was no government assistance at that time.
这些寡妇是贫穷的，那时还没有政府的资助。
And so the Greek-speaking Jews here felt that they were not being treated fairly.
所以这些说希尼尼话的犹太人觉得他们受到不公平的对待。
They felt they were not getting their fair share of the food.
他们觉得他们得到的食物不是公平的。
Now, we don't know whether this was actually true or not.
我们不清楚当中这件事情是不是真实的。
But this was their perception.
他们感觉上有问题。
And so this dispute potentially could have split the church.
当中的纠纷有潜在可能可以将这个教会形成分裂。
And I'm sure that you can see a lot of parallels with a Chinese church like ours.
当中的问题和一些华人教会好像我们教会那样有相同的地方。
Our church was started by Cantonese-speaking people.
我们教会由一班讲粤语的人开始。
But then these Cantonese-speaking people had children.
后来这班讲粤语的人就有儿女。
And for their children, their primary language was English, not Chinese.
他们的小孩子主要所讲的是英文，不是粤语。
They are also brought up in a different culture.
他们成长的文化是跟他们父母不一样。
And so, potentially there could be lots of disagreements and conflicts.
所以当中有潜在的问题。
So, I know certainly contrast the different worship services even within our own church.
就算我们教会不同的崇拜聚会有不同音乐的风格。
When I go to the second service in Chinatown, there's a certain kind of worship style.
当我去到华埠粤语儿童的时候，他们崇拜有特别的风格。
They like to use the organ.
他们喜欢用风琴。
They use the hymn book.
他们喜欢用诗歌本。
They have a choir.
他们有诗班。
But then you contrast that with our English service.
可以将儿堂和我们英文堂的崇拜作一个对比。
They want to sing new songs.
英文堂是唱现代的诗歌。
They want to use drums.
他们喜欢用鼓。
They want to use guitar.
喜欢用吉他。
And so there's a clash of culture and style difference.
所以文化上是有冲突。
Now, not only was, now,I want to also mention something that's not mentioned in the text.
亦都系想提出一点，呢一点系喺经文里边冇明显嘅写出嚟。
I want to ask the question: How did this complaint surface to the leaders?
我想问，其实当中嘅教会领袖点样知道有问题嘅出现呢
？The text doesn't tell us.
因为经文冇话到俾我哋听。
But I know that in a lot of Chinese churches, they do things the wrong way.
但我知道很多华人教会处理这样的问题是用错误的方法。
When a lot of times, sometimes someone would have a complaint.
有时有人有些怨言。
And instead of going to the person who's responsible, they talk to their friend.
没直接向有问题的人去直接讲，而是跟他朋友去倾诉。
And then they want their friend to talk to their friends.
而希望他的朋友就跟朋友的朋友去倾诉。
And they hope that eventually it will get to the pastor's wife.
目的呢，就希望师母听到啦。
And then they hope the pastor's wife will tell the pastor.
师母呢，就会告诉牧师听。
So a lot of people think that way because they don't want to confront the person that's in charge.
因为你自己本身唔想正面嘅去面对有问题嘅人。
Or sometimes these people will just write an anonymous letter.
甚至有人会话写一封匿名嘅信。
And send it to all the leaders.
去寄俾教会嘅领袖。
But Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 tells us what we should do.
马太福音第十八章第十五节话俾我听我哋应该做嘅。
It says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
经文话，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
So if you have a complaint, you have a problem, go talk to the person who's responsible.
如果你有投诉的话，应该向你的对象直接讲。
And that's the proper way to raise up your complaints.
这些就是解决纠纷应该做的步骤。
Now,not only verse 1 tells us about the problem,
第一节，不单止第一节告诉我们问题所在，
verse 2 to 4 talks about the plan to deal with the problem.
第二到第四节就是讲到对付这个问题的计划。第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。因但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
The 12 refer to the apostles.
这十二个指的就是十二个使徒。
They were the highest leaders in the church.
他们就是教会最高的领袖。
And at this point, Matthias had taken Judas's place.
那时马提亚已经取代了犹大的地位。
And for the apostles, there are a number of options in dealing with this complaint.
应付这些纠纷，使徒有几个的选择。
Number one, they could have ignored it.
第一，他们可以选择置之不理。
They could have said, there's no problem.
他们可以说，没问题啊。
You're just too sensitive.
你太过敏感啫。
You're just imagining things.
你自己想出来的。
And so they could have just ignored it.
他们可以忽略这件事情。
Or they could have kicked the Greek-speaking people out of the church.
或者他们可以选择排除异己，将这些讲希腊话的人踢出教会。
They could have said, well, you Greek-speaking Jews, you don't even know all the right customs.
你们讲希腊话的这班犹太人，我们当中的文化你都未完全去了解。
And you're just stirring up trouble.
你们在搞事。
And therefore you should really, really leave because you shouldn't be complaining.
你应该离开，你不应该在投诉。
Or they could have addressed it.
或者他们可以选择欣然的面对。
They could have resolved the problem.
他们可以去解决的问题。
And this is what they did.
这个就是使徒当年选择的。
I'm sure that they had some meetings to talk about the issue.
我相信当中他们开过会。
I'm sure they prayed about it.
有祈祷。
And they developed a plan.
亦都计划了以下解决的方针。
But this plan reflected some very important priorities.
但是当中这个计划显露出他们的优先次序。
As you can see in verse 2, it says, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
第二节说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Now, many times you've heard that church leaders should be servant leaders.
你经常都听到我们教会领袖应该是做一个仆人式的领导。
So are these apostles saying, oh, we can't be involved in waiting and distributing the food because that's below our dignity?
但是经文说他们觉得去管理饭食是不合宜的，他们觉得是贬低他们的身份。
Many people would have thought, oh, if the Greek-speaking Jews, they felt discriminated against, it would be good to show that the Hebrew-speaking Jews, which the apostles were, would be able to deal with the problem directly.
那些对这些希腊利话的犹太人来讲，如果这班的使徒，这班使徒他是犹太人，如果他们亲自去解决这些问题就更加好了。
It would show that the leadership really cares about the Greek-speaking Jews.
因为可以表现教会的领袖们，他们是真的去关心这班的希腊 话嘅人。
But the apostles recognized there was a priority in terms of their work.
但使徒明白到佢哋工作当中系要有优先次序。
That their most important priority was to the word of God and to prayer, which is mentioned in verse 4.
第四节话到，使徒觉得佢哋要专心以祈祷传道为事。
And yes, it would have been a nice show, a display of concern if they personally took over the distribution of food.
没错，如果他们亲自去管理饭食，这个表现出他们是真的关心。
But there are too many tasks to be involved in something like that.
但要处理这件事当中是实在是太多事情要做。
There were too many needs that need to be addressed.
当中有太多需要他需要应付。
And so the top leadership needed to be concentrating upon the word of God and in prayer.
所以领袖他们的首要任务就是在祈祷和传道方面。
Now,today we don't have apostles.
現今世代我們沒有使徒。
But we do have pastors and elders.
但我們有牧師有長老。
And these pastors and elders need to have a priority to God's word and to prayer.
牧師和長老也都應該將他們的首要任務放在祈禱和傳道。
And they need to delegate other responsibilities to other people.
其他要做的事情要委派其他人去做。
When I was hired by the church 40 years ago, my title was assistant to the pastor.
四十年前，当我被聘加入教会的时候，我的工作的岗位的衔头是青年导师。
And my three main responsibilities was the youth director, the secretary, and the janitor.
应该是那时是牧师助理，有三个的任务，第一个就是做青年事工的主任，第二就是教会秘书，第三就是看更。
My most important decisions in those early years was what kind of toilet paper to buy.
当年对我来讲最重要的任务就是要买哪只的厕纸。
Should I try to save money?
是不是我应该为教会悭钱呢？
Or should I emphasize softness?
因为我要注重厕纸的柔软程度呢？
And being a Chinese church, I try to save money.
当然，因为我们是华人教会，悭钱是重要的。
Today, I'm the senior pastor.
今日我是教会的主任牧师。
I don't worry about what kind of toilet paper to buy anymore.
我不再需要担心买哪只的厕纸。
I let other people make those decisions.
其他人就可以负责这个的决定。
It's not because I'm not willing to be a servant.
不是说我不愿意去做一个仆人。
But that's not the best use of my time.
但是就不是我使用时间最好的方法。
And so here the apostles said we need to concentrate upon prayer and the word of God.
所以经文说使徒说他们要着重在祈祷和传道方面。
And we need to delegate the distribution of food to other people.
管理饭食的事情应该委派其他人去做。
But who should they delegate it to? What are the qualifications?
那应该委派谁呢？这些人应该有什么资格呢？
Well,being a Chinese church, we would probably say, well, we want somebody who has experience in the restaurant business.
是，对华人教会来讲，应该找一些有餐馆业经验的人去负责。
But that's not what they chose here.
但是经文里面使徒没有这
样。In verse 3, it says, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them.
第三节话，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
So abilities and experience certainly is very helpful.
当然，他们有这份的恩赐和才干是重要的。
But most importantly is spiritual qualification.
但最重要的是属灵上的资格。
And they say that they want people who are full of the Holy Spirit.
当中话，他们要被圣灵充满。
That is these are people who are in control, who are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
这班人就是被圣灵所管制。
That these are people who will listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他们是聆听圣灵的引导。
They are people who will exhibit the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
他们所彰显的是圣灵的果子。
And so, we need to look not just at abilities and experience.
所以我们不是单单去看才干和经验。
But we need to look at the internal character and spiritual qualities.
我也都要看那个人的品格和属灵的品质。
And also mentions that there should be people full of wisdom.
当中话佢哋亦都系要有好嘅智慧。
Now it doesn't mean that these people just had a lot of extensive knowledge of God's word.
佢哋唔单止喺神嘅话语上边智慧充足。
Because a lot of people may have a lot of theological knowledge, but not have practical application.
因为呢啲人就算系有神学上嘅知识。未必有实际应用的本事。
And so as they chose people full of the spirit and full of wisdom, they also wanted people who could apply the principles of God's word into everyday life.
所以这些人不单只要被圣灵充满智慧充足，他们都要懂得怎样去实际去应用他们的知识。
And so the apostles delegated this matter to seven people who were spiritually qualified.
所以司徒就委派了这个的重任给七个人，这七个人在属灵上面是合格的。
And these you might say were the first deacons.
你可以说这七个就是教会首先所委派的执事。
A lot of times we think of deacons as sort of bosses or leaders.
有时我们看到执事就是老板，是他们是管理阶层。
But the word deacon actually means servant.
但执事原文是指仆人。
And so, we see the, performance in verses 5 and 6.
第五到第六节是关于处理这个问题的表现。
That is, how did they carry out this plan?
就是他们怎样去执行他们的计划。
Read verses 5 and 6.
经文说，大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了司提反，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓利、伯罗、哥罗、尼加诺、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提亚人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
Now these seven, something that you may not know in the Chinese translation is that all seven names are actually Greek names.
在中文的译本里面，大家没有看得出这七个人的名字其实都是希腊。
That's why they're hard to pronounce.
所以他们的读法有点困难。
And it's very interesting that they chose seven Greek, people from the Greek, culture.
他们特意选出这七个的希腊人是有特别的意思。
Because if it was our church, we would probably say, well, we need 50% Chinese speaking and 50% English speaking.
因为可能说，如果是我们教会发生，我们要选半成的人要讲英文的，半成的人要讲中文的。
But they totally got the people from the Greek-speaking part of the church.
但他们所选出的七个人都是讲希腊话的人。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because they were spiritually qualified.
因为他们属灵上是合格的。
And because they were spiritually qualified, they trusted that they would be able to do the right thing.
因为他们属灵上合格，所以我们可以信靠他们可以做应当做的事。
They were not just representing their own group.
他们不是单单代表他们的群体。
But they were people who wanted to do what the Holy Spirit wanted them to do.
而是他们愿意去听从圣灵要他们所做的事情。
And then in verse 7, we see the product.
第七节讲到的成果。
That is, we see the result of what happened.
就是这件事情最终的结果了。第七节这么说，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司顺从了这道。
So this story talks about, you might say, a non-spiritual matter.
可以说，经文当中所提过这个是非属灵的问题。
It talked about the fair distribution of food.
讲到食物怎样公平的去分派。
But as the church dealt with it in the right way,
但因为教会用一个正确的方法去解决，
it blessed the church.
就祝福咗教会。
The church was able to grow.
教会可以继续去成长。
And so when there is unity and harmony in the church, it allows the church to grow.
当教会有合一同埋和谐，教会就会成长。
Certainly, it doesn't guarantee it.
未必会保证一定成长。
But if the church is just fighting with each other, it would not grow.
但如果教会自己里面是有内讧的话，就不会有成长。
If they're focused internally rather than externally, they won't grow.
当他们集中是在他们内部的事情，不是着重是对外的事情，他们就不会成长。
And so we see from this resolution of this problem that as they did it in unity, the church was blessed.
当我们看到这个事情，他们怎样解决这个问题的时候，他们用合一的方法，我们看到他们教会是成长。
Now, for this year, our church leadership has decided on this theme.
今年我们教会定下了以下的主题。
Following Jesus together, celebrating our unity in diversity.
同步跟主，活出多元合一。
Now you may be wondering, well, why are we focusing on unity?
你可能说，为什么我们要专注在合一？
I thought we have a good reputation about unity in our church.
你不是说我们教会很出名合一的吗？
Well, the problem is that unity will always be a challenge.
因为合一永远都是一个的挑战。
Especially in a church like ours.
特别是对于我们好像我们教会这样。
Because our church is composed of very diverse groups of people.
因为教会当中他们的背景是有很大的差异。
And just the English speaking, the Cantonese speaking, and the Mandarin speaking means that there's a lots of diversity already.
有讲英语的，有讲粤语的，有讲国语的，当中是多元文化。
Somebody from outside looking at the people walking in and say, oh, they're all the same.
可能对外的人来讲，我们进入我们教会的人，个个都是差不多的。
But we know that there are very crucial differences.
但我们知道当中有很大的差异。
And because there are differences, there could be a lot of misunderstandings.
因为有差异，可能就会有误会。
There could be a lot of miscommunication.
可能在沟通上面有出现问题。
And Satan can use that as a wedge to split apart the church.
撒旦可能要用这些的来挑拨离间。
And so, with more people, there are going to be more diverse points of view.
人越多，意见就越有分歧。
And so, in a few moments, we're going to be celebrating communion.
一会我们会守圣餐。
And communion is a way to demonstrate our unity with Jesus Christ.
守圣餐就是一个我们表现在基督里面合一的一个方法。
But also our unity with each other.
我们的合一也都是我们弟兄姊妹当中。
So what are some practical things that we can do to promote unity within our church?
有什么实际事情我们可以做去鼓吹这个的合一呢？
Let me mention two things in closing.
在结束的时候，我想提出两点。
One is to pray for unity in our church.
第一，是请为我们教会的合一而祷告。
That, again, our church is really very diverse.
我们教会其实是很多元化。
And there are lots of ways that we can disagree.
我们当中可能会有很多事情上有纷争。
And a lot of times people will feel discriminated against or not treated fairly.
有时有人会觉得他们的待遇受到不公平。
And those things can lead to a lot of serious, to lead to bitterness and anger.
有可能就会有苦毒同埋愤怒嘅情况出现。
And so we need to pray for unity.
我应该为合一而祈祷。
Jesus, before he went to the cross, prayed for the church.
耶稣系去十架路之前系为教会嘅合一祷告。
And in John 17, he prayed for unity for the church.
喺约翰福音第十七章，佢特别为教会嘅合一祷告。
And so I hope all of you will pray for unity for our church.
希望大家都为教会嘅合一而祷告。
Secondly, I urge you to be peacemakers.
第二，我想叮嘱大家去成为使人和睦嘅人。
As when I became senior pastor, I really didn't know what to expect from the job.
当我成为主任牧师的时候，其实我都不知道可以期望可以做到什么。
But I found that one of my most important roles was to be a peacemaker.
但我发觉我其中一个最主要的任务就是使人和睦。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 verse 9 said, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
耶稣在马太福音五章九节提到他在登山宝训里面的一句说话，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
So if someone shares with you a complaint about some ministry, urge them to talk to the leaders in charge.
所以以后当有人向你倾诉教会的问题的时候，你应该鼓励他直接去问题所在的人去面对。
Rather than throwing gasoline on the fire, you should help put out the fire.
而不是火上加油，而是将这个火去熄灭。
So the question is, are you a peacemaker or are you a troublemaker?
你是一个使人和睦的人，因为是一个兴波作浪的人呢？
And so we need a church filled with peacemakers.
我们需要教会有充满啲使人和睦的人。
So pray for unity.
所以为教会合一祈祷。
And be a peacemaker.
亦都祈祷我们成为一个使人和睦的人。
Let us pray together.
我们大家低头祈祷。
Father, thank you that you guided Luke to include this story in the Word of God.
父神，感谢你引导路加在《使徒行传》记录了我们刚才提到的问题。
We recognize that it has a lot of application to a church like ours.
我们提到当中所应用的功课是适合用于我们自己本身教会。
We recognize that Satan will try to use whatever means to distract us from the main ministry.
我们明白撒旦会用不同的方法去将我们的注意力去离开我们的事工。
They would want us to concentrating on fighting with each other rather than winning souls.
他们想我们专注我们当中的内的纠纷，而不是去兴旺福音。
And so we pray for unity in our church.
所以我们为了我们教会的合一祈祷。
That even though we are very different in many different ways,
虽然在很多的事情上我们是有不同的地方。
That we are united in Christ.
但我们基督里面是合一的。
And that you would build up peacemakers within this church.
求神你兴起我们当中使人和睦的弟兄姊妹。
People who will help promote peace.
他们所提倡的就是当中的和平。
So that we can show the world that you are real.
以至到我们可以向世界显出神你是真实的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.